St. Joan of Arc, Feast Day, May 30th. In 1412, Joan was born to save France from England's scorn. If not for Joan, France wouldn't be. The Hundred-Year War was making history. Joan, a peasant girl who tended sheep, heard heavenly voices, a secret she'd keep. For almost 5 years, Joan would pray, pondering what the voices did say. All around her, the war raged on, England threatening Orléans. God intervened in a special way, sending young Joan to save the day. By Joan's mission, the voices revealed, France's honor would soon be healed. Joan was to track the Dauphin down and give this prince his kingly crown. Joan, sent to save her beloved France, was to lead its army when given the chance. Many thought this young girl mad, not knowing the grace she had. The Dauphin agreed to young Joan's plan to lead his army dressed as a man, robed as a soldier, sword in hand, guided by God, in faith she'd stand. Joan led the troops, victory secured. God's intervention was now assured. The English claimed that Joan was evil, a wicked witch sent by the devil. Misunderstood and errors she'd make, Joan was soon captured and burned at the stake. Joan, a servant of God, obeyed God's will. As a patroness of France, she is honored still. If you like this poem, you can read 41 others in Cloud of Witnesses by Johnny J. Scythe, available on Amazon.com and at EWTN's Religious Catalog. May Saint Joan of Arc pray for you, and may our Lord bless you.